This is Senator Bob Dole. Ted Kennedy talks a good game on free speech, but he just voted to limit it in the nation's capital. In a moment, Ted and I will face off. Ted, at the confirmation hearings for Supreme Court nominee Robert Bork, you've been playing to the TV cameras with all kinds of trumped-up charges against Mr. Bork. One of the silliest is that he's somehow against free speech. Well, free speech has met its enemy, Ted, and it's you. When Soviet Minister Shevardnadze came to town, American citizens weren't allowed to get anywhere near him, thanks to you. You voted to support a screwy State Department plan to keep demonstrators out of sight so that the Soviet Union would not be offended. Now, maybe that's the way the Soviets do business in Moscow, Ted, but not in our country. Fortunately, the vote was 90-7 against your assault on free speech and your kowtow to the Kremlin.
Cut it out, Bob. I wasn't voting against free speech, and neither was any other senator who stood up to Jesse Helms and his latest hardline scheme to embarrass the administration in general and the State Department and George Shultz in particular. The State Department did a silly thing, Bob. They should have permitted reasonable human rights demonstrations outside the department building, even if the Soviet foreign minister was inside. But that doesn't mean Jesse Helms has the right to stampede the Senate into giving the Department a public whipping as part of his right-wing scheme to derail negotiations on nuclear arms control. Shame on you, Bob. We all agree that sensible rules are necessary to protect free speech and permit all viewpoints to be expressed, especially when Soviet commissars are visiting our free society. But Jesse Helms' solution was worse than the State Department problem, Bob, and that's the point you missed. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on using U.S. saving bonds for college education. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.